This is Nini Mats, the kingdom child, with the mystic of the kingdom of heaven.
The disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" He replied, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have, will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For these people's heart has become closed. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and turn, and I will heal them." Greetings, guys. It is me here with a message of the kingdom of heaven. Guys, I want us to speak about the problem that we have here on earth. You know, guys, we have this disease, unknown, undetected, but it's a disease nevertheless. A disease of myopia. Guys, here, guys, human beings are so myopic. So myopic, guys, you know, we are so short-sighted that it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. You know, when you sit, guys, and the entire human race is suffering from myopia. Guys, there is a problem. You'll swear, guys, I'm having a nightmare. I'm telling you, you see, guys, our parents, they train us to prepare for the future. But I will tell you what is wrong with what our parents are training us for. Our parents, guys, are training us only for this future, only for this earth. In other words, to them, it's as if everything ends on this side. That's what they train us for. Am I angry with them because of that? I can't be. Why? They don't know better. If they don't know better, they can't give us better. What they give us, guys, is the best. What they give us is what they know to be better. But if you are preparing me only for this side, then there's something wrong. There's something wrong. Guys, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand that you will not end on this side. You don't have to be a medium to understand that the earth, guys, is not the end of all things. I mean, guys, we die physically. We die physically. And that on its own should tell you that people do not end on this side. So, guys, the question is, why are we only planning for this side? Why, guys, are we only planning for this side? You know, guys, Jesus, the disciples, they realize here, I quoted from my favorite chapter in the Bible. In fact, the Gospel of Matthew 13. Guys, this is a chapter where Jesus really sells the kingdom of heaven. He will tell you, the kingdom of heaven is like this. The kingdom of heaven is like this. The kingdom of heaven is like this. And at the end, he asked them, do you really understand? Do you understand the kingdom of heaven? You know? Because he's been selling it to them, you know. So here the disciples, they realize that whenever Jesus opens his mouth, he speaks in parables. So they go to him and ask, "Rabbi, why do you speak to the people in parables?" And he tells them, because it's pointless, because it's useless. Though seeing, they don't see. Though hearing, they don't hear. And you know, guys, at first you might not understand what Jesus is speaking about. Guys, until you get proof of what Jesus is speaking about, then you're like, yeah, Jesus, now I understand. He says, because the secret knowledge of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to the world. You understand? And guys, you find our parents training us to be the best in this world. And guys, as I've said, I can't blame them. They don't know better. Guys, Peter knew better. James knew better. John knew better. Paul knew better. You understand? Jesus says, we speak of things, you know, that you guys cannot accept. He says, I came from heaven and you cannot accept my report because what I'm telling you, you cannot accept. You know, and then he reveals these things. Paul says, no ear heard, no mind has conceived the things that God has prepared for those who love him, but he reveals them to us. You know, and Paul is taken to that heaven and he sees paradise and he sees the new Jerusalem and he says, now I'm not, guys, he says, now I'm no longer myopic. Guys, Paul was not short-sighted. Peter was not short-sighted. James, guys, was not short-sighted. These guys, they turned the word upside down and people hated them because people, guys, have a disease of myopia. You ask them, what is your dream? My dream car. What? Guys, I don't even have a dream car. Oh, guys, what a pity. Guys, I don't even have a dream house. What a pity. My dream wedding. I don't even have a dream wedding. Because, guys, Jesus took that away from me. He took this disease of myopia from me. And I saw afar. I saw afar. And I understood why Peter was like that. And I understood why Paul was like that. And I understood why my Lord was like that. You know, guys, we prepare the way we run here on earth, the way we walk here on earth. You will swear everything ends on this side. You will swear. You know, guys, you might not understand. You know, you often heard me speak saying that, you know, I actually decided to become a loner. And guys, I became a loner. There are many reasons. You know, number one, it's because, you see, guys, we cannot be yoked together with unbelievers. You know, even if you go to church, if you don't obey Jesus, you're an unbeliever. So I found out that the world is filled with unbelievers who are feeding churches. Secondly, I became a loner because I preach a message that people do not want to hear. You understand? You know, I was speaking, you know, in that podcast where I was sharing the message that my Lord gave me personal. He said, Nini, never lie about my word. You understand? Because, you see, guys, I deal with a group of people, the Africans, the Indians, the Asians, the Hispanic. You know, you deal with those people, you know, people who were treated inferior in the past, who did not get, you know, who did not have access to the things we now call blessings. So when they listen to my message, they think that I'm standing in the way of progress. They think that I'm standing in the way of their blessings. You understand? And so it's difficult for me to deal with those people because to them, I'm standing in the way of progress. They don't understand that I'm coming from the kingdom. Guys, I'm coming from the point of view of the kingdom of heaven. And I must stand by the truth. I must stand by the message that Jesus gives. Even if you don't like it, even if you hate it, I'm going to stand by it because I come from that point of view. You understand? If he says, do not love the world or the things of the world, I don't care that you are offended by it. I understand that you were ill-treated. I understand that you were a group that was not allowed to have access to the things we are now calling blessings. But Jesus, if he says, do not love the things of the world, I'm not going to turn on that message. I'm not going to turn against that message. You understand? I understand, guys. I sympathize with people's pain. I'm not a freedom fighter. I'm a preacher of Jesus. I'm not a freedom fighter. I am someone who's sent to preach what Jesus sent me to preach, and I'm going to stand by it. I want you to understand that. And sometimes, guys, it's even difficult to deal with my Caucasian friends because they were a group of people who had access to the things we call blessings. Yet Jesus says these things don't come from the Father. They come from the world. Meaning Jesus never blessed anyone here on earth. The God of this age decided to bless a certain group of people with the things we call blessings and decided not to bless a certain group. It's not Jesus' fault. It wasn't him who blessed a particular race. It wasn't him who didn't bless a particular race. But we are going to have to work with him. So I'm not standing in the way of anyone's progress. I'm not standing in the way of anyone's blessing. I'm simply standing from the point of the kingdom of heaven. And I am called. I'm going to stand in front of my Lord. And I'm going to have to be accountable for the message that I preach. That's why I stick to the truth, no matter how offensive it is. You understand? You see, guys, the things of the world, they are blessings to a person who does not claim to be a Christian. If you claim to be a Christian, the things of the world aren't blessings for you. I don't even know why you call them blessings. You understand? It's okay if you're not a Christian. They are blessings to you, for you. You understand? My messages are for the people who belong to the kingdom of heaven, people who claim to be the sheep of Jesus. So if you are the sheep, you understand my standpoint. You understand my standpoint. You understand? So guys, it's difficult, you know, understand? It's difficult to be nini because it's difficult to preach the message that I preach. So I tend to stay away from people because of that reason, because I'm preaching a message that nobody wants to hear. You understand? So it's easier for me to preach online because when I preach online, only the people who want the truth can get it. I can't even go to churches and preach because I remember back in those days, I would stand in front and people will look at me without eyes. And if eyes could kid, I'll be dead because they didn't want to hear it. You understand? Jesus had to get me out of the church because nobody wants to hear the message of Jesus. People just want to go to church and be called Christians. You understand? So it is what it is. I understand. But guys, you see, these people, the Paul, the Peter, the James, these are the people who were far-sighted. They saw things and realized that them. Our future is not on this side. Our future is not on this side, but our future is on the other side of town. Paul says, fix your eyes on things above, not on things here on earth. It's a pity that we call the things of the earth blessings when we claim to be Christian. It's a pity. Believe me when I tell you guys, it's a pity, if not an embarrassment to Jesus. Satan sits there in the second heaven with his cohort and gangsters and look at these fools. They took the bait. And guys, Christians took the bait. They took the bait. Now what I'm saying, guys, is that if you belong to the kingdom of heaven, do not have this disease of myopia. Do not be short-sighted. Ask Jesus to reveal things to you. I don't even think he will reveal it if you ask, because he doesn't reveal to people who ask. You understand? You don't have to ask. If he will reveal, he will reveal. You understand? What I'm trying to say is that if you belong to the kingdom of heaven, guys, do not be short-sighted. You understand? See afar. Do not have a dream car. Do not have a dream house. Do not have a dream wedding. But your dreams should go afar, beyond. You understand? Look towards that place where your Lord is. Let your eyes be fixated on that other side, guys. That's all I'm asking you. Guys, that's all I'm asking for. Jesus says, even though seeing, they do not see. Even though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing but never understanding. You will be ever seeing but never perceiving. And guys, people in churches, they carry the Bibles every day. Some of these people, guys, they were raised in churches. They will tell you, don't tell me about scriptures. I was raised in a church. What are you learning? What are you learning in churches? If you were raised in a church, what are you learning in churches? Shouldn't you be the one telling people to not love the things of the world? Yet you are the one who is putting stickers in your cars and saying that God has blessed you with the things of the world. You are the one who are busy running for upmarket places, mention this and mention that, and you're telling me that God is blessing you. Guys, the things of the world are blessings for the people of the world. If you belong to the kingdom of heaven, they are not. Your blessings are reserved in heaven. Peter will tell you, your inheritance is reserved in heaven. Do not be short-sighted. Do not be short-sighted, guys. That is all I'm asking of you. Because, guys, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven should be given to you, not to the people of the world. They should say, God has blessed me with this flashy car. God has blessed me with this upmarket house. But you shouldn't say those words. You shouldn't be running after those things. Why? You're forfeiting your soul. Ah, guys, why are people so... Ah, guys, well, the answer is right here. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. Ah, guys, do not be short-sighted. Until next.
And remember, the Word of God still remains the only source of knowledge about the kingdom of heaven. Please, correct every belief with the Word of God, correct me, correct every pastor with the Word of God so that you won't be misled. If a belief of a church is not in line with the New Testament, get out of that church. As we have said, the Old Testament will contradict the New Testament because the Old Testament people were sealed with the blood of animals and its people were spiritually dead, but the New Testament is sealed with the blood of Jesus and its people are spiritually alive. Therefore, you will find contradictions in both these testaments. Always take the New Testament if you are the child of God, because in these last days God speaks only through His Son, Jesus. I do not want anyone's blood requested from me. That is why we stick with the truth of His Word. These podcasts are found on all podcasts players, including Spotify, Deezer, AudioMark, Samsung, Pandora, YouTube, and many more where you get your podcasts.